Film and music, some of our greatest loves in life. Welcome to Seems to Me with your co-hosts, Sibeline Sariano and Steve Ricardo.
Hey, yo, way, yo.
I was wondering what you're going to come out with that time. No ho, 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 or hee, hee, hee.
I don't know. One of those. A little this, a little that. It's hot as dog balls, ain't it?
So, Sylvana's going to become our first guest and our second guest.
Yes.
Two episodes in a row.
Hey, love
we're
it.
Doing,
thank
we
you.
Continue on, or we may start with this one and continue on with the other one. Who knows,
this
right?
Mango and almond breath over here.
Yeah. I know.
Hey.
I was in Market Basket. You know, you have to shop the perimeter. You can't go down the aisles.
Or else you get sucked in for hours. Yeah. We have the beautiful, lovely, edgy, total rock star.
Single? The men hope she's single and women,
single?
Too, probably.
I don't know.
You know, yeah.
Sylvana Costa of hey. Wicked Peacock and Struts.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Whichever. We're not sure which way we're going to land this
one. Can we have her every week?
Oh, that would be so nice.
There we go. Well, we're going to do this every other week now and record two podcasts because that seems like our new, you know,
rhythm
flow here, because it's hard to come every week and have your Monday start with a podcast when you come off of your weekend. For me, it's like I work from Thursday through Sunday, and then Monday's kind of like my first day off, but it's not because of the podcast. So, yeah, I think that might work for us, right, Steve?
Because we make you work so hard when you come in here.
Well, you know, you do have to prep for these things.
Yes.
It's a job, if you will, right?
You're good at your job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you are good at your job. And about bringing guests to a grand opening, let's talk about my grand opening, guys.
Your grand opening, I got to tell you, was fantastic.
I was really pleased with it.
I was really happy that a bunch of people from the New Alliance building showed up, a lot of artists and musicians that were my friends.
This building is amazing.
You get to walk around a little and check it out. But a lot of the people, I think I brought I'm not going to say I because they know you too, but I think I counted 12 people minimum that showed up.
Absolutely. We had 200 plus people come through.
Amazing.
In like 2 hours. It was insane. At one point, mm-hmm. I was in, you know, I had just had multiple conversations with various people, and I took a deep breath and I looked around and I was like, I don't even know who to go to next.
That's
yeah.
a good
this
problem
is
to have.
Insane. It was awesome, right?
It was
and
great.
You were there in the heyday of that,
yeah,
right, Sylvana?
It was amazing. So many different people. The art was so vibrant, so colorful. Yeah, it was
yeah,
I'm
what,
so proud
so
of you.
I'm interested to hear what you guys felt about the deconstructed abstract bicycles that my dad has painted and sketched from 1965 all the way through until 2002. I mean, I curated this show by myself. I did not literally have anybody else help me hang that. My mother helped me hang one or two pieces, and I just had to be in the space and really put my head into where Jean Sariano, this kind of prolific French Algerian person who is almost possessed by art in his internal, you know, clock. Like, yes, he is my father, but you guys, like, even if this man wasn't my father, I would be totally, totally into his art and totally into what he produced over this 55 years of this, you know, career as an artist. And it's, you know, I opened up this art gallery, Sibeline, the art gallery in SOA in the art district.
It's amazing.
And I, you know, you guys, if you had asked me 2 years ago if I was going to be an art gallerist, I would have laughed in your face. Like, never in a million years did I think I was going to do this. But I'm overwhelmed by the feeling that I have to get this art out into the world. Like, people have got to experience what my father created.
Mm-hmm. I think you did a fantastic job. I love the space.
Absolutely.
No one throws a party better than Sibeline, mm-hmm. by the way. When she has a party and she brings out the food and the wine, and she's a great hostess. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was fantastic, all of it. I mean, personally, being a man like myself, a single man, there were some good-looking women there. And, you know, that always makes things fun for me when there's beautiful women in the room. And there were beautiful men there, too. I don't want them to be left out.
There were.
It was the whole thing for me was the violinist.
Amazing.
Vintage string, Diana. She was great.
Incredible. I was like, a lot of people have commented to me about her and her music and how great it was and just the vibe, you mm-hmm. know, like it's important to me to create that, you know, artistic gallery, but a hangout kind of feel, a place you want to come and be around these really cool people and great art and whatever it's going to end up evolving to. I want to do events. I want people to come in and host events around, you know, with the art around them.
It kind of was like the first real party for people in like a year,
yeah.
too. So you picked a great time.
Perfect timing.
It's
yeah.
so funny. I've had a couple of people be like, you nailed it with the timing. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I was thinking about these
you
things.
You did a good job.
You know, I know. Like, so thank you.
I've already patted you on the back a million times, but I'll pat you on the back again when I can, you know, do a reach around.
Reach around the plastic plexiglass.
And by the way, you did a great job hanging everything. Everything was well hung.
Ba-dum-bum. You won't get me this time. He got me last time. I was
awesome.
Rolling in my chair. Well, I will say, Sibylline, the art gallery, is at 460C Harrison Avenue in the South End. You can enter the building off of Albany Street, where we have two parking lots that are easy to park and pay, and you get 90 minutes free. We are in the lower part of the building, and it's a great, I love all my neighbors. We all have been like really helping each other out. There's no signage right now. We don't have a directory. The directory outside on Thayer Street is like outdated. It's been there since 2019, and we're just all trying to get, you know, our property managers to kind of pitch in and like build up the neighborhood again. And actually, you guys, yesterday was Sunday. There's a SOA open market that is now happening. There's a farmer's market down there from 11 to 3. And I had over 35 people come in
wow.
yesterday.
Awesome.
I kid you not, I had zero come in Thursday, zero come in Friday. I had about 6 people come in on Saturday. And then Sunday was like, boom, all these amazing conversations about the art. I have an interactive painting going on right now. Where
that's
people,
a great idea, by yeah. the way.
Thank
letting
you.
Letting people come in and paint. Kelly, yeah. who works for you,
yes,
got
Kelly.
That going. That she, was really yeah. good.
You know, she's a new person in my life, and it was really great to have this younger energy that is,
great
you know,
artist,
she's
too.
Hungry, she's an artist. I was like, listen, I'm going to have you be in charge of this
she
little
did a
thing
great
happening.
Job.
And so she traced, so we projected up on the wall the way my father did it. This was my envision, my, you know, what I envisioned to do is to take a piece of art that I actually never saw my dad produce. I mean, I don't know if he ever actually painted that bicycle. And so we projected it with an opaque projector, the old school thing. This thing still smells like a cigarette. It's like been in his apartment for like 25, 30, 40 years. Who knows?
You nailed it with that.
That was really cool. And so we projected this image. She traced it in pencil. Other people traced it in pencil. And then we invited everybody to jump in and paint. And it's still going on, you guys. Like I had, I don't know, about 7 or 8 people get involved this weekend on painting their version. You know, little people are adding their fingerprints now next to where my father did his fingerprint. I had 2 people who've never picked up a paintbrush this weekend get involved in it. So
that's awesome.
It was just, it's been, I wanted to show everybody the artist's process of how he got from maybe an artist like Ferdinand Léger, who was his heyday was like 1918 to 1930s. He was before, I think, Cubism really hit. But my dad was inspired by him. And then my dad took a ton of photographs over the years about everything, all the things that he was involved and interested in. And so I've showcased like his photography of both motorcycles and bicycles. And then I found all these old sketches of his. And I have a whole wall that's dedicated to his early sketches and his early concepts of this whole deconstructed bicycle and motorcycle. And then as you go through the exhibit, it shows you the artist process as well as the sketch, I was able to match up the sketch with the painting on every single painting I have up in the gallery right now. But let me tell you, people, that I only have 15 bicycles, and when these sell, they're gone, and there's never going to be another bicycle. I may make prints of some of these, but this is a limited edition, and it is for the true art collector because it's vibrant and it's colorful and it's deconstructed and it's funky. I had a really, really great grand opening, and I was really proud.
I got something for you, too. If you're on Instagram, at Sibylline Art Gallery.
The Art Gallery. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just at, oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Sibylline, the Art Gallery.
Yep. Sorry about that. Yep. But you have a lot of good stuff on your Instagram page, and people can really.
Thanks to Cindy, my dear close friend, who has been doing all of my social media and all of my platforms. I couldn't do this without her. It's not my bag, baby. I needed to pass this off, and she has done an outstanding job directing and running all of my social media. So I
At Sibylline Sariano and at Jean Sariano also.
Yeah, well, the Sibylline Sariano is my personal account, but I made it public recently, and I am trying to, you know, do more there. And then, yes, it's hashtag Sib the Art Gal is one of the hashtags that we are directing people to. But Sibylline the Art Gallery at Instagram, also Facebook, we have a page. And then also we have websites, SibyllineTheArtGallery.com, and also Jean Sariano, which is Jean, JeanSariano.com. And that's how you'll find us. And, you know, I'm open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Thursdays and Fridays, right now it's 11 to 6. I may go to summer hours, which will be 12 to 6 soon. But Saturday is 12 to 5, and Sunday has been 12 to 4, but I'm usually there at least until 5. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're by appointment only. So come on down to Sibylline the Art Gallery. This show, Cycle of the Bicycle, will be up until August 8th, which is Sunday, August 8th. So thank you guys for letting me.
That's good to know, because my good friend Heather is coming here from Colorado, and she's going to be coming to your gallery that weekend of July 4th.
Yeah.
And I told her that the bicycle exhibit would be over by then.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good, because she wants to see that.
Oh, God, no. I fucking hung this thing with, like,
I told her to bring her
wallet. It's going to be up for two months. Yeah, please. Please
do.
Yeah,
bring your wallet if you go down to the art gallery.
Yeah, and I, you know what I decided? Because I was doing prints of different things, and now I'm just going to offer, if somebody wants a print of one of the bicycles, I can just do a custom print. I have a guy that's in Woburn, Artopia, Steve from Artopia, who is an incredible photographer, and he does prints of thing of art, and it's incredible.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, I've been able to, like, reproduce, like, the actual original almost as close as you could possibly get to the original.
Wow.
And since Sylvana's sitting here, I have to say that you told me she was going to be there, and I picked her out.
I knew it right away when you saw this beautiful woman.
I knew even before I met you. I was like, I bet that's Sylvana. I don't know why.
Oh,
but
I love it.
That's awesome.
Hey,
that's great. That's great.
The name precedes me for good, bad, or indifferent.
I've never met another one.
No, seriously.
So Sylvana is the owner of Strut and Wicked Peacock in Rockport in Dock Square. We've talked about what's trending in her boutiques. Wicked Peacock showcases some absolutely incredible accessories, jewelry, handbags. Do you have shoes in there?
I have some shoes, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, actually.
But tons of jewelry, earrings, bracelets, necklaces, rings.
Yep.
Ear cuffs,
toe bags.
Rings.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I've literally.
I like toe rings.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're sexy.
They're summery. Yeah.
Yeah, I've bought a hat from you that I absolutely love. I bought that white sweatshirt that has, like, the crisscross down the sleeve.
Yep.
Last summer or two summers ago, I have really awesome, like, straw earrings that are, like, goldy yellow.
The raffia,
exactly. Okay, so we're going to talk about when Sylvana and I met, because we didn't do this last episode. And, you know, Sylvana and I were just saying, like, we were totally drawn to each other. Like, if you even saw what she's wearing right now, like, she just turned around to go to the bathroom, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me! She has a sequined leopard on her back of her jean jacket. That's so balls.
It's cool.
It is awesome.
Thank
and
you.
I just noticed your phone your
this
phone
is
cover.
The phone card, but...
Wow. So, you know, Silvana and I were just drawn to each other.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
we met through I think an old school friend from Medford initially. And
I used to work with her and her salon all the hair and makeup
hair and
for
makeup
my fashion
for your fashion shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think I went to one of your fashion shows. Oh, yeah, Katana.
Katana Salon and Spa. My dear friend Alana, who actually was connected to me through my high school one of my high school best friends. They went to, I don't know, they met each other in L.A. and then came to Boston.
Wow.
And then she lit one of my best friends from home. I mean, the whole, like... 1 degree of separation is bizarro.
It's crazy.
So how we met.
Yeah.
Was
and then it
those
was,
guys.
Exactly. And then it was Charles Street.
Well, Davis Square.
Davis Square.
That.
Yep. And then Artifactory Vintage, I think, played a part in everyone.
Sure. Because I was really good friends with
Amy. Yep.
And Amy was best friends with my friend David, who lives in Puerto Rico, who is my connection to Prince and like all things Prince. And he and I have been like BFFs forever. He's like my gay boyfriend / brother.
Yep.
And we think that maybe he's the illegitimate child of my father. And so that we're actually brothers. So, yeah, it's the
it's
one degree
crazy.
Of separation
yeah.
all day long. But you and I were drawn to each other creatively, for
yes,
sure. And
definitely.
We were just brainstorming about how to get involved together creatively.
Because
we always said this, even in our, you know, 20s, 30s, that we would somehow collaborate someday.
Yeah,
we've been talking about this for years now. But, you know, you are a visionary. You would create these incredible pieces of jewelry. I still, to this day, I will tell you that I'm devastated. I recently lost one of my feather earrings.
I remember those feather earrings, which are amazing.
Unbelievable feather earrings.
They were like hair extensions. They were like these long feather earrings.
Oh.
Yeah, because I remember I made jewelry, and that's how Wicked Peacock started. I would make jewelry.
You were buying vintage funky
I was buying
things.
Vintage stuff and like remaking it, and then I would do pop-ups,
it.
And I did one in your boutique.
Multiple times.
Yeah, we did that, and then, the fashion shows you would do at like the Liberty Hotel.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I used many of your accessories for different fashion shows.
I remember
shows.
That.
Absolutely.
That was a lot of fun, the Liberty Hotel. Do they still?
They still do it, from what I understand.
You,
yeah, the Fashionably Late
thing?
Fashion
yeah.
Show every Thursday at 10 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, we could get involved in that again with these little jean jackets.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Those events, they were
to
really
do one
cute.
Of those again,
mm-hmm.
And people keep asking me if I'm going to get back into fashion. You know, now that I've been doing this whole art gallery thing, and I think at the end of the day, I would and I will. It's just a matter of like I want to focus on one thing and do it really well. Like you know, it's like you get pulled in so many different directions when you're
creatively,
in this world. Like you can wear 20 different hats easily on any given day, and then are you giving 100% to all those 20 hats? Not really. Ah, speaking of hats, hold that thought. Folks, guess what? Remember how I've always talked to Steve about fedoras and really cool things I love and how, like, I've been trying to help him with his, you know, fashion vibe and fashion energy?
I think you have mad swag, so I think you could rock a fedora.
Right? Well, that takes no further... No further intro.
Oh, come on. You're
going to
give me another gift
here.
On the show?
So I'm giving Steve a gift.
Hold on.
Let's pass that off to... Yeah, well, it's
all
wrapped
up. Oh, it's
all wrapped.
Forget it.
So he's going to unwrap his...
Can I do it later?
No.
No, you have
absolutely
to do it
not. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Remind
you get
me
a
the
present
anticipation
on air.
Is
you
killing
like,
us.
We got to see a fedora, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah, this is no joke. Little present there, Mr.
Holy
Birthday Boy.
Smokes. Whoops. Holy smokes. Sorry, Mike.
This is a belated birthday present to him. Keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. So I have been looking high and low for the right fedora for Steve Ricardo, the music man. And he's opening up a piece that I ordered. I did order it from Amazon. I will apologize to all my local biz people.
Yeah, maybe you can help me.
Yeah, Silvana, go from the top. There you go.
This is what was killing you.
Oh, I think it's connected from the top. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of the fedora. Take that white thing off. Yep. There you go.
Oh, my God. I'm going to wear this?
I should be filming this.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Are you
going to
wear it?
Yeah, I will.
You better
fucking
wear it.
I'm not putting it on right now, but I will.
Well, Oh, take the little plastic thing out.
I will. I'm not going to take everything off.
Yeah, we'll take. We'll give you a chance to show us that when.
Thank you.
So
I'm in love with it.
Awesome. Awesome. So I just wanted Steve to have his very own fedora. It's very important. The fedora is one of those pieces, Silvana, that
always,
never goes out.
Always on point.
I always have fedoras. Always.
Mm-hmm. You spend so much money on me. You're the girlfriend I always wanted, but
I love gift giving. It's my love language. I felt guilty that I was going to be giving you a gift and not giving Mike or Silvana a gift.
You should feel guilty.
But I brought food. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
I brought
good.
Some food.
Maybe
so
Mike
we're all going to
have
a little amuse-bouche in a little bit.
What
I like
even
this
is
interactive
that?
Thing. Amuse-bouche is a French term that means to amuse your mouth. Bouche is mouth and amuse is amuse.
Oh, I get so many things I could say
now,
but I'm not going to.
Oh,
but can I go back to Silvana for a second here? Because I've been checking out
all
the
day long.
Strut Boutique page.
On
I'm in
Instagram?
Love with this right here.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
At Love Strut Boutique is the Instagram page, and there's some fabulous stuff on here.
Yeah, let's plug you.
It's
go
really
ahead. Give
really
us the address, the emails, all that jazz.
No, I got to ask you one question first. How did you come up with the name Strut?
So it was a spinoff of Wicked Peacock because peacocks strut around. So I just thought that was like a cool name
for a clothing store.
And yeah, Instagram, it's one of those things I love to create the content, but then it becomes overwhelming and I go into like a black hole of silence on Instagram sometimes.
Well, you know, both of your pages are great.
Thank you.
I got to go back to the Wicked.
I need to get on Instagram.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing
I'm not
a
able to get. I was trying to
in.
Get on Instagram to follow Sibeline's gallery, but I can't
I think
get
it's
on
at
for some
Wicked.
Reason. Okay. Yes, at
we're
underscore.
In like a black hole down here, right?
At Wicked Peacock, yes. Oh no, at underscore Wicked Peacock underscore.
Yes,
you got a good. You got a lot of followers. I'm not going to tell anyone how many. You just have to go.
Why not?
There.
Plug it away,
and
man.
You have really
I have
great
300
photos.
Followers. How many does Silvana have?
I don't even know.
More than
she's
way
got
more
3,000 on this
That's
Wicked
awesome.
Peacock.
That's
but
not
after
easy
this
to get.
After this show, it'll be 30,000.
Hey.
And they're really good. Both of your pages are great. I'm following them both now. Mm-hmm. So you can follow at Twisted Rico and at Blowing Smoke with TR and at Seems to Me Sib Steve. Did I get them all? And we already got all Sibylline's pages. We're exchanging our everyone's got their phone
I'm
out
I'm
going to
keep
now.
Us moving
I can't
here.
Do on the phone because I can't get on Instagram like people's pages.
Oh, don't worry.
Are these some of your earrings that you sell at Wicked Peacock? So I'm going to because I'm taking a video today of our
Those
show.
Just came in from Colombia.
Yeah, so what is this all about?
Those are hand-beaded, actually. This is sometimes the beauty of Wicked Peacock. People come in. They're artists, like this girl from Colombia. I know. She just came in with her stuff, and I bought it on the spot.
I have to buy these off your ears.
They're maize.
Love. Okay, so explain them. They're circles, and they're beaded, and they're black and white and gray and gold, and they all have, it's like, again, this different texture that she goes for. It's a disc that's a circle that's like hammered for that goes into the ear. And then below it, it's almost like a sunshine burst with this beautiful, like, gradation of beads that are, you know, all different, you know, colors, but monochromatic in some ways. Yeah. Like, it's really on point. It's this whole monochrome thing that we were talking about, the black and the white with the gray.
I understand why you love this woman so much now, just from looking at her two Instagram pages and meeting
her.
Oh, you're so sweet.
She's got really cool shit going on.
Oh, no. This girl is on point.
Oh, thank you.
On point.
I don't know if I should strut into Wicked Peacock first?
Yeah,
or strut
baby.
Into the Strut Boutique first?
I'll tell you what. Jeez. I'll tell you what, Steve.
You're taking
you could
me there
strut
with my new
on
fedora?
Down there in your in your fedora, and you can buy me a present. How
oh,
about
that's
that?
That's good. And you can give it to her on the show. I love
that's
it.
That's a deal. I owe you now.
And Silvana will tell you exactly what to get me because she knows.
Are not cheap, and I can't believe you bought me that.
Oh, well,
now
it was
you're
my pleasure.
Me feel like I have to give you my hemp bracelet right off of my wrist or something, you know?
Save your money, save your hemp bracelet, go down to Wicked Peacock.
Oh, I've been meaning to go to Rockport. And for people that are
Let's
from out of town, I think
yeah,
you get
it's
on.
So fun.
Correct me if I'm
wrong. What are your hours?
We're open at Wicked Peacock 10 to 9 on the weekends, 8 during the week, and then
like
right
every
after
day
school
of the
vacation.
Week?
Yeah.
Good
well,
Lord,
it's,
honey.
I know.
That's
it's
a
now,
lot of hours.
You could just
That's
get
amazing.
On Route 28 and just keep driving until it ends,
basically.
Basically, right?
And then yeah. you're in Rockport. Drive
for you
Dock
out of town.
Square.
Drive 128 to the ocean. Please
Where
it,
did
yeah.
you grow up?
Medford.
Medford.
Medford. Kid. Yeah.
You and a
yeah,
bunch
kid.
Of hockey players.
Yeah, Medford. But Medford's
Which
actually
is right
a great
next
location.
Door to Somerville,
yeah.
by the way. Tufts University.
I lived in West Medford
yeah.
for 11 years.
Yeah, you
and
lived right near where
yeah,
I grew up. Yeah,
exactly.
I lived in Teal Square, so I could
awesome.
Walk up the hill to
yeah,
Medford.
Yeah, we were like a little, you know, little triangle mm-hmm. of like Somerville, Medford, Arlington,
yep.
you know, Winchester.
God, we were almost a love triangle. Damn
yeah.
it. Why didn't that happen?
Steve, you would have loved that love triangle.
Oh, my
you?
God.
I would skip school all the time and go to Cambridge.
Oh.
I would tell my mom, like, they
Math
would out. Call. I know.
What would you
they
do
made
in
a
Cambridge?
Mistake. I would go to Harvard Square. Like, I was kind of a rebel because I was bored in school. So I would
Did
skip
school. Did
you go to
school, Medford High School?
Medford High.
Wow.
I would skip in St. Joseph's School. Then I would skip school, get my belly button pierced in Harvard Square, that kind
of
stuff. Get a tattoo in New Hampshire.
But you've always been into biking too,
yep,
right?
Mountain biking.
You were a big mountain biker when
yeah.
I met you.
Yeah. And it's funny,
Have you been
I haven't
doing that?
No, because I see this is the universe. I think my life was just moving too fast, or I was in my mind. I literally broke my hand, my foot, and my rib.
What?
In order. Like, so it was like I could, well, I broke my foot first, then my rib, then my hand. But
the worst you save for last, because I
yeah.
broke three ribs once. That is no joke.
Yeah. And so it Can't curtailed laugh. My mountain biking for a little bit. So yeah. I'm getting there.
I would love
back.
To just like street bike with you.
Yeah. I feel like I need to ease back. I used to be way hardcore, but I'm not hardcore anymore.
No, you were. You
yeah.
were like dying.
I think
I was
you're
like
very
dying.
Go down
yeah.
a mountain like
yeah.
fucking head first.
Yeah. I was
I'm like,
and
woo.
Now I'm like, you know what? Like, I really
I
like my
ribs. Face.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I like my face.
I don't want to. So, my ex brother in law, I heard, like, broke his neck. Mountain biking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary shit.
It is. And you have to, like, you know, I would go by myself a lot and I, you know.
That's dangerous.
Exactly. Now I look at the things that I did and I'm like, why? Like, huh?
You were right. a wild child.
A little
full
bit
of
a
grace,
wild,
wild
of the human
child.
Race.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all had a little wild edge.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Got a wild crew in here.
I wanted
no
to
doubt.
Talk about, let's see, like, we talked about some fashion trends. Mm-hmm. What else do we think is happening in the world of fashion and all that good stuff? I mean, I've been, you know, one of the things I talked about on this show over the course of the last, you know, last nine shows is just where we get our inspiration as buyers, as fashionistas, as, you know, the people who are in some ways setting trends. I mm-hmm. mean, I felt that, you know, I had quite a following with Sibylline the Boutique and
absolutely
it's,
setting trends.
You know, it's so funny because I was looking back, my cousin, you know, one thing, I'm sorry, I will segue into this, maybe come back to it, but my cousin is actually working on a documentary about my process with my father. I don't know if you guys even know this.
That's
but
awesome.
I've been filming with my phone since 2019, this whole process of me collecting my dad's art and cataloging it and
it's
all
amazing.
That sort of stuff.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
You're
it's,
doing a really great job.
It's been, you know, like I said, my Phoenix Rising kind of moment, you know, of life, especially going through some of the hardest 2 years of my life in the last couple years. But I'm really excited about this potential documentary. He is
yeah.
actually in conversations with Netflix, Apple TV, Universal. They're working on finalizing a trailer for it to pitch to them, but they know about the story already and they already like it. And he's spinning it more about, I guess, about me and my relationship with my father and then trying to, like, get my father well known, you know, after 55 years of him existing in this art world.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to him about, and other people, about just where do we get inspiration as creative people? And I was saying even earlier on in the show how, like, yellow was just coming to me. Like, I was seeing yellow everywhere over the last, you know, 6-8 months.
Yeah.
So when I finally, like, picked my colors for the boutique, it was like, oh, well, of course, it has to be this, like, sunshine yellow, and then gray will be the counter, you know, color to it. Turns out that happens to be Pantone's spring 2020, or, like, no, I'm sorry, the color of the year of 2021, and I had no idea. But, you know, as creative people, we take this stuff in subconsciously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're always ahead, too, of the curve. Creative people are always a few steps ahead. You know?
Yeah.
You have to be if you're a visionary.
Exactly. I mean, and that's my point is, like, how are people three steps ahead? How are we visionaries without even realizing that we are? And for me, a lot of that is magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have magazines coming out my ears at home, and I've saved all of my
You're
2020.
You're still old school with
Oh,
the
I love
They cost so
going,
much now. Isn't it ridiculous?
I get a subscription.
Yeah,
I get one for
cheaper.
Like $20 for the whole year. Yeah.
Which magazines?
Well, I get Vogue. I get Vanity Fair. I get Good Housekeeping. I get Country Living. I mean, I get, like, anything from fashion all the way to, like, home decor because it all interlinks to me. I would even get, like, Architectural Digest, but I don't know why I don't have that. But sometimes I'll go to the library and actually check out magazines and then go, like, photocopy them.
I love
them.
Magazines.
I need a book.
Yeah,
like, I need
I
a book
show.
To flip through. I'm not a Kindle girl. I need, like, a Pages. Or I've been doing audiobooks, I will say. That's a better method because these days I feel like I don't have enough time to read, you know, sit down and read. But magazines are so important. And sometimes I won't even get, like, I haven't read all these articles, but I ripped them out because I do want to actually throw away the magazine so I don't have it, like, collecting dust in my house. But there's so much good that comes from a magazine. Like, I've built color boards and mm-hmm. color stories and all that sort of stuff. But do you use Pinterest? What are the platforms that you use for inspiration?
You know, that's a really good question. I am very analog. I'm not a digital person. So I'm not, like, on Instagram looking at what everyone else is doing. I'm not I wish I went on Instagram more so I could engage with people, but I don't.
It's okay. Forgive yourself.
I know. I have to give myself a little grace.
Yeah. She's doing
a
great job.
This is such a bad addiction right here, cell phones. I mean, we spend too much time
on it. Oh, my God. It's insane. But I don't really use Pinterest. Like, I don't know what inspires me. You know what's so funny? I feel like being still these days and just sort of letting things come in, I think stillness is really inspiring to me right now. I haven't really traveled that much in the last year and a half, which is weird for me because, like, I need to go to big cities to, like, get energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really needing to draw from the well, if you will, right now. And that well is, like, myself. So I'm just sort of, like, going inward right now.
Do you listen to music?
Listening to music, listening to, like, a lot of inspirational, like,
I can see how
YouTube.
You two are friends because you have that same kind of vibe going. You're both very spiritual.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm a very spiritual person. The connection mm-hmm. in so much stuff. I end up, you know, my whole life, strangers have been telling me, like, their life story since I was, like, a little kid.
Me too.
I just have this, you know, I don't know what it is. It's a blessing. I mean, it's a blessing overall, but sometimes, you know, it can be intense.
Well, it can, and that's where we were saying, like, it can deplete you. You know,
yeah.
You really do feel like you give yourself out to these people, and they suck, and it's like, you know, you're a giver, and people are takers.
Yeah, I'm a total giver.
And,
yeah.
You know, that I suffer from that same disease.
Because it's like you can only give so much. That's something that I realized from
And that comes
COVID.
With age, does it not?
Yeah.
That comes with sage-wise age.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And I think that we all, I mean, if I could say that to any young boutique owners because or anybody in the world of retail, like, you have to almost protect your personal.
You do.
What is
I
it?
I put
space
nothing out there.
Something?
Like
right.
People think they know me from my stores. They know the persona that I project, which is
I've noticed
an
that
element
about you.
Of mm-hmm. who I am.
You do kind of, you're more guarded in your spaces.
I'm more, it's then like I'm very giving and I'm very, you know, I talk to people and I'm very genuine, but they're only getting a piece because I was giving everything and I realized like I would come home like hold,
a vegetable.
You know, yeah, literally. And so
like
now,
drooling on yourself.
Yeah, legit. So now, you know, I just have my, you know, you have to protect your energy because I thought energy was infinite because I have a lot of energy and I just thought, oh, I just have tons of energy. And my meditation coach is like, your energy is finite. And I never really thought of it like that.
I like that.
Because I'm such a believer in abundance.
You have a meditation coach?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dude,
he's amazing.
We gotta talk about that.
I think if I didn't have Ron, he's like,
Ron.
He's
a, how do you
Ron.
Find a meditation coach? How did this happen?
I think
and when
it
did
happened.
You start doing it?
I started because, so I told you how I broke all those bones. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so, like, I'm, like, breaking. Like, something mm-hmm. is not working. So I realized it was, and, like, you know, when you look at situations that happen in your life, like, you're the common denominator. So you have to think about that. And so I was like, you know, I'm moving way too fast. I think what I need to do is slow down. And I don't know, or I didn't know how to slow down, so I needed a coach. And so, Ron.
Steve, are you listening to this?
Yeah, I do therapy once a week. It's
yeah,
not
but
like
I think
having a meditation
she's
coach.
She's got
but
a point here, and I think you would benefit from it because, you know, and I would, I mean,
everybody,
I'm not saying I
meditation I is so,
yeah.
It's interesting.
It's like our brains are moving 24 yeah. hours yeah. a day, especially with this fucking phone that's in our faces, and our kids are seeing this, and our, you know, parents, like, my parents are so annoyed with me because I'm, like, sitting there, and all of a sudden something comes into my mind, and I'm like, I have to check my phone, I have to do this, I have to do that, but I'm in the middle of a conversation with somebody. Meditation and slowing down is
good advice.
Everything.
Yeah, you actually move faster when you move slower, and huh. It took me a long
She's
time to
quotes.
Wrap my mind around that concept, and because I was like,
"What do you mean by that?"
Full steam ahead.
I actually am having a hard time even like understanding
thinking about that.
That
me
yeah.
too, because like I'm that person who gets anxiety like on the beach. I'm like, "Who are these people who sit down? Like, get up and keep it moving, people." Like that's how like I roll.
Well, we I feel
like wait,
we have
you
a
guys
lot
are
going to
appreciate
this
story. So I was moving so fast one day. I used to live in Medford and commute into Boston to work. I was literally moving so fast. The train was coming and I was going to be late for the train. I was ran down the escalator. I literally knocked over this guy. Well, the guy was blind and wait a second. I literally knock him over. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you. And he was like, I didn't see you either. It was okay. I was like, oh my God.
We cracked that
and
joke.
We were cracking Whoa. Up hysterically, both of us. But that was a huge moment for me. Like, girl, you're knocking over blind people. Like, you gotta slow down, okay? Like, you gotta slow it down.
You're taking Natalia out of the blind guy.
Okay?
We just had a signature moment on this podcast. It took 10 episodes, but we got it.
I mean, like, literally.
Oh my God, that's
so that's what I mean by sometimes you move so fast, you actually don't go anywhere because you're wasting all this energy making up. You know what I mean? Now, then it was like, I knock over this blind guy. So now it's now I'm really late, right? Because I have to now apologize, backtrack.
You missed the train?
You missed the train.
Did he have a dog with him?
No, like I don't, he had a cane. It
oh,
was,
no.
It was like
that's
horrible.
Awful.
I still think I'm like the world's
wow,
biggest
that
asshole.
Is a moment
but
that
it
you
was
can
a
learn
moment
from.
In life where yeah. I was like, the universe, and the fact that he was so funny about it.
And gracious.
Because right. I was genuine when I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't see you. And I didn't, I was moving so fast, I didn't realize the guy was blind. Okay. Like, and then I was like, oh my God. Like,
talk about getting caught up in your
legit,
own head.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
But
remarkable.
It was a huge moment, but that's kind of what I mean. It's like when you go fast, you make mistakes,
yeah.
you burn bridges sometimes, and you have to like recover from that. And that takes so much energy away from like your ultimate goal. And so when you slow down and get a little more methodical and a little more aware and conscious, you're actually moving faster because you're not knocking over blind guys.
Right.
Literally.
And I want to talk about that, what you just said, burning bridges. Because I talk about this to every young person that will listen to me or every person who seeks advice from me. It is so very important to not burn a bridge. And I mean, we've all had those moments. We've
yeah.
all had those moments, right? But, you know, I look back on all the jobs that I've had and, you know, as hard as some of these jobs have been, I mean, I worked for like the Devil Wears Prada bullshit chick, right? Like I have yeah. had that boss.
Mm-hmm.
I've had multiple versions of that boss. And I have had a male version of that boss more recently. And it's like, as much as I wanted to just flip them the bird and cuss them out and tell them what a horrible mm-hmm. person they were and how horrible they were treating me. Oh my God, I've had multiple versions of this boss. And, you know, I take work home on the weekends and like feel this negative energy and be consumed by it. And I was like, you know what? In the end, karma really does
mm-hmm.
take over. and just, like, even the other day, I swear to you, I was surrounded by BMWs cutting me off left, right, and center. And I always talk, I'm sorry, because my best friend just bought a BMW. Fuck.
And you're like, sorry, Mercedes, not Beamer.
Exactly. I'm a Mercedes bitch.
Yeah, I'm a total Mercedes girl versus
Mercedes
Beamer.
All the way.
Like, I'm Gucci over Louis, too. All day.
I have to say, I love equal, them both. So, I don't know. I am more Gucci these days than Louis, but LV. Oh, see, we have our own language. Sorry,
I am really lost right now. I don't know what just
the
happened.
Gooch.
The Gooch.
I talked about Tom Ford. We did a whole episode on Tom Ford.
Awesome.
I mean,
she
truly.
Actually convinced me to love Tom Ford, which I do now after
He's actually
watching a
in
documentary
love
about
Ford.
Him. He's really fascinating.
He is.
And I wish I took more than one bath a day because, you know, he takes three to five baths a day.
What? Yep. For what purpose?
It just says it's his way. It's his meditation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has to do it. And it's like he talked about that at length in a documentary, and I was blown away. Because I moved into an apartment, and basically there's no shower in this apartment, just a big old giant
bath. Oh, that's awesome.
So I started taking baths every day starting in January. I haven't taken a shower since January. I just take a bath every day.
No way, I didn't know that.
And
that's
I just
pretty awesome.
Get in there and I relax and I think about everything I'm going to do, and it's helped me a lot.
There's something to be said about baths.
When I heard Tom Ford say it, I was like, that explains a lot. I bet you a lot of successful mm-hmm. people are mm-hmm. like that. You got to find your place to like relax.
Where you can think.
Just like you have your meditation coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tony Robbins primes, which is he dunks himself in cold water. That's another kind of strategy that I've sort of read
like
that
the whole
highly
body
successful.
Or just his head?
Yeah. No, you dunk. It's like dunking in cold water. Like
really?
Vogue has an article about it in May 2020. I was looking through this May 2020. I thought it was 2021. They're calling this, I mean, I know people have been doing this for a long time, this whole thing. But I actually, a long time ago, had somebody tell me, every time you take a really hot shower or a hot shower, end it with cold.
Yes.
End it with ice
That's
cold.
That's a good idea.
It actually, what does it do? It like...
just revigorate. It like closes your pores and... kind of wakes you up.
I've always done that.
Have you?
I'm not doing that now though. I'm taking baths.
Right. Well, as the craze for hot yoga, even hotter spin classes wanes. It's hip to be cool. They're calling this the big chill, and it's going into there's even these like ice rooms or something where people are going in and like bathing suits and like freezing themselves. It's like the opposite of the sauna thing, you know?
Interesting.
It's supposed to invigorate and like re-stimulate. And I wish I knew a little bit more, but it goes into that whole like meditation, prime your spirit and your mind and your body for, you know, an awakening.
What's going on?
If anything, right? Okay, so did we give our address for Wicked Peacock?
Oh, yeah, just quickly, and then we'll move on.
Segue.
17 Dock Square for Wicked Peacock, and then 2 Bearskin Neck Strut. They're right across the street from each other.
In Rockport,
on the North Shore.
Massachusetts, up Route 128.
Yep, the end of the line.
Awesome, awesome.
Over the
it's
bridge.
Really nice up there,
Love
by
it.
The
yeah,
way.
Really
if you're
is.
Listening, because we have people all over the world that listen to us. And if you ever come to Boston, you really got to go up the North Shore.
It's amazing
and just
up
keep
there.
Driving.
Yeah.
Stop in Newburyport. Or actually, Rockport's before Newburyport.
Yeah, they're weirdly on opposite ends. Like, if you boat there, people boat over from Newburyport, and they can come to Rockport in like a half an hour, which is so badass. But if you
have
drive,
we talked
it takes
about
like an
the
hour.
Fact that I'd like to have a boat someday.
I am dying to take boating lessons.
Let's do it.
You can get it done with the Coast Guard.
Oh my God.
I just researched it.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'll do it with you. We can even go in on a boat.
We need
share.
A slip. The thing is good
but
luck.
Wait, have you heard about this thing? You can do like the zip car, but for boats.
Yeah, but how are you going to get your boat in the water?
No.
They have the slip already.
They're already geared up in Charlestown. They have one
that's
of these
awesome.
Things. You literally go, you just say, okay, thanks. I'll take the boat out for the next 4 hours. You pay a subscription and you get a fucking boat.
Oh,
you just have to get your license.
That's actually badass
it
idea.
Is.
That's a great idea.
I'm like all over it. I had friends that did it a couple summers ago.
what I want to do is, this is kind of, and I told my friend, she's holding me accountable to this summer, and you guys are totally invited. I want to rent out Cape Ann Whale Watch and do a private whale watch, because yes. I don't know. Have you guys been out?
No, never.
Out of Gloucester. Yes. Cape Ann Whale Watch is literally,
it's right,
it's like a Zen
schooner
spiritual
that
experience.
I've always taken that sailboat out.
The
yeah.
whales that you see in dolphin, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I just want to do a private one so that, you know, it's not as many
When's
kids and stuff. And they do have a bar on the boat.
Can you just guess her astrological sign?
I'm just like,
no, I want you to guess it.
Well, for some reason, I feel like you're a Virgo, but I could be wrong. Or
Leo.
I was going to say, wait, hold the source. She's a Leo. So when's your birthday?
July 26th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's rent it out in the fall. So once the season, that way all the tourists can see their whales, and then we'll rent it out, or I'll rent it out.
Post-birthday
extravaganza. And it'll be just like a private party on and go see the whales. When? Like, literally, you'll be, like, crying in the corner, Free Willy. I swear
Free
to
Willy
God.
Free Willy style.
Like, save the whales. Save them all.
I'm one with the spirit of the whale.
Literally. You're like, don't harm the whales. Stop harpooning. Like, literally, you'll be, like, the whale's biggest advocate.
I love it.
After these whale watches. They're so amazing.
There's a Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is one of my amazing.
A bunch of
books. I love him.
So amazing.
Isn't he so wonderful? So good. He did a speech one time where he brings this woman out who sings, and she sings with the whales.
Whoa.
They have these whales that are, or it's either whales or dolphins, but I'm really quite sure it's whales, humpback whales, that are singing and speaking to them, each other. And then she, like, they've recorded it, and then she sings with them.
Oh, wow.
And it's on YouTube, and I don't remember exactly. He's like, I think in Hawaii when he does it. And it was so moving. Like, I've really never been, I mean, I'm open to hanging out with the whales.
You
but
would be.
I've
like,
never done it.
I had never done it either. And my family had come, everyone would come into my store being like, oh my God, you have to go on these whale watches. They love it. So I was like, yeah, I do. So my family came up from California. I'm like, let's do a whale watch. Literally, I was like, it was such a spiritual experience. It's so beautiful. These whales are incredible.
Take Josie
like,
on one, maybe. Yeah.
Everyone needs to go. Big and little kids.
And what was Cape Ann
Whale?
Cape
Ann Whale Watch, yeah.
Cape Ann Whale out of Gloucester.
Yeah. It's so worth it.
Awesome.
It's like literally incredible what you see
out
there.
I love it. So we're going to talk about The Last Waltz, the band, Levon Helms. We were going to talk about maybe being single in our 40s and 50s. We're going to talk about some new music that Steve has. Which one do we want to talk about first, folks?
It's up to you.
Did we talk about fashion enough?
We did.
Oh, wait. I wanted to tell you guys one funny story about meeting Calvin Klein. Can I tell you that?
Okay.
So at one point I met, I was working for Calvin Klein as a freelance designer. And I'm in New York City. I'm like in my early 20s. I just moved back from LA. I had gotten this job for Calvin Klein. And I'd been working for Richard Tyler. And then I worked for Douay Per Douay and then then Calvin Klein. And I, like I said, I was freelance. And in the HR interview, they say, listen, you know, we just want to warn you, like, you know, at some point you might see Mr. Klein in the building. And if you do, you're not supposed to speak to him. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not going to talk to Calvin Klein.
Really? Like, is this what we're doing? Is this where we are now? Okay. So, yeah, whatever. I have to sign, like, some waiver that I'm not going to talk to Mr. Calvin Klein. So wouldn't you fucking know it? One day I have to go from one floor to another floor, and I hit the elevator, and ding, ding, the door is open, and there is Mr. Calvin Klein alone in the elevator, and I am alone waiting for the elevator.
Oh, my God.
When that ever happened, generally speaking, never, okay? But here's my experience. I get onto an elevator. What do you do when you get on an elevator with one other person on an elevator?
Yeah.
You automatically say hello to them, right? Like, I mean, you just, for me, like, again, we were talking about how my daughter called, you know, she's like, Mommy, why do you make friends with everybody? I'm like, because that's just what you do, or that's what I do. And so I get on this elevator and I'm like, I look down and then I look up and I look over and I'm like, hello, hello, Mr. Klein. How's your day going? Because I can't not say something to him,
weird.
Right? And he kind of like looked up, kind of, I think, was surprised that I spoke to him because everybody didn't speak to him.
Ignores him, yeah.
And, you know, he said, oh, you know, life is good. Today's good or something like that. And then we get off the elevator or he gets off the elevator. I can't even remember, but I remember just thinking, like, I'm not going to play that game, man. Like,
good,
you're
Mr. You.
Calvin, yeah. Klein, and I'm automatically going to say hello to you, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, so what if I'm breaking the rules? He was surprised that I spoke to him, but I was like, you're like a god in
officially,
our world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You,
like,
know what's funny? I got to tell you a story. When we were having I used to work for A&M Records in Hollywood, and we had our meetings down at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel, and different famous artists would come down, and Janet Jackson was there. So we're getting ready to take a group shot, a bunch of us, like 15 of us, with Janet. No one would go over to her. She's standing there all alone, so I just said, fuck this. And I went right over to her and she hugged me and she was smiling.
Awesome. Yeah.
And she was happy that I came over because everyone else was afraid to.
I noticed that happens with like very famous people. People sort of don't know what to do, so they do nothing. And it's like these people are pretty human.
She didn't mind when I went over. I did the same thing with Amy Grant, Sheryl Crow, anyone I ever met, you know, that I worked with. I would just go.
Can
right
I
up
just
to
segue
him.
Real
care.
Quick and have Mike jump on? Because you told us, Mike, this amazing story about meeting Prince. And I was like, oh my God, we need to get that on air one of these days. Will you tell us that story?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Nash.
The voice behind the Voice Motel.
Yeah, I met Prince in 2007. My birthday is July 7th. It was so there was a giant 777 sign on whatever the like large, you know.
What town were you in?
In Minnesota.
Minneapolis, yeah, right? Yeah.
So whatever their garden, Boston Garden size event space is over there, giant 777 sign with a picture of Prince, and I'm like, oh, I gotta take a photo of this. So I pull my phone out to take a photo, and as I do it, these three limousines pull up, and I immediately notice a man in a purple jacket gets out, and there's all the security around him. So I'm like, that's definitely Prince. I'm going to run across this highway type of thing, like this really, like this
four-lane highway.
I'm going to dodge bullets.
So I,
Frogger.
I physically is, you know, I'm not the most fit person, so I physically run as fast as I can across this, like, you know, somewhat of a highway type of situation safely and land there. And I go, I'm not trying to harm or do anything. My hands are in the air. I raise my hands above my head. And I go, I just wanted to possibly shake Prince's hand. I love your music. And the security immediately starts acting tough. And, you know, I'm 6'3". They probably thought I was a threat or something. They were like, no, we're sorry. Like, he's obviously busy. I was like, he's too busy to shake my hand. He's right there. And I was like, whatever, dude. Like, sorry to bother you. I got all kind of like snotty. And I was like, I just wanted to shake your hand for funk. Like, for funk's sake. I'm a big fan of funk music. And he goes, what? And he pops his little head out. And he goes, I'll shake anyone's hand for funk. And he shook.
That's awesome.
And he shook my hand, and I literally got chills because, like, his smile on his face was like that kind of like gritty, like, yeah, you know who I am, like, you know, I'm Prince type of thing.
He's Mr. Funk.
Yeah. And so I shook his hand. I said, thank you. And I'm a musician. So he was like, do you play? I go, I do. I play drums, man. And he goes, let them all hear you. Let every single person in the world hear you. Don't ever stop. And
that's then, awesome. And then
fabulous.
And then he walked away. And that's like one of the main reasons why I still play.
It gives me the chills.
Yeah.
Gives me the chills. Definitely. Love that Prince made his mark on
Heck
your
yeah.
future.
Definitely.
Amazing. Amazing.
So when people come up to you, Sibylline, and say they want to meet you, you know, the famous fashion designer, don't be cold. Be nice to them.
Cold. Cold isn't in my...
I know,
like,
I'm just kidding.
In my,
you're the opposite of cold.
That was awesome. That was so cool. So I think we started on this whole amuse-bouche thing, and then we'll move into music. But you guys, I have this thing called a lychee. Have you ever heard of a lychee or tasted one?
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
No.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait. I have lychee. Is it Chinese?
Yeah, technically. Yeah. I mean, I bought these at the Middle Eastern store yesterday, and I couldn't believe they had lychees. But my dad introduced me to lychees as a kid, and Asian restaurants will oftentimes have lychees that are already peeled and like are fresh, and you're, you know, just eating a bowl full of lychees. But I wanted to introduce a lychee onto the show just for shits and giggles because I saw them yesterday and I bought them and I was like, oh, I'm going to bring them in and introduce everybody to a lychee if they haven't had one. Sorry for the hands. Would you like to try a lychee?
What is it?
It's you're gonna like have an amuse-bouche experience. Just put the whole thing in your mouth.
All right.
You don't want one?
Not right now, no.
Oh,
thank
gosh.
You for the
You're not having
though.
This experience with us?
No, I'm
Isn't
gonna
that
let
beautiful?
You guys experience
Do you
it
like
together.
It? Is it weird? There is a seed inside of it.
Don't swallow the seed.
She's making a face. Hold on.
It's not bad. It's very...
Give Mike one. Mike will eat it.
Definitely, if you get a chance, try a lychee martini as well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
what
yeah.
do you do? Just drop one of those into a
no,
martini?
No, they like make juice out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very like poppy. It like
yeah.
pops in your
yes.
mouth.
Poppy.
Yes. It has like juice. It's mm-hmm. it's got a seed inside of it.
Yeah,
it's really
not
a
bad.
Lovely fruit. It's a fruit.
It's like dramatic though. That peel is like hardcore.
Yeah, it's a hard feel it. It's like a hard like
who the hell was like, let me peel open this like prickly skin
looks,
to see what's underneath
it. It looks like a monkey ball, right?
Yeah.
I'll take a lychee to go that's together.
Take
yeah, I'll just
lychee.
Take this and eat it later.
I'm just trying Thank to you. Introduce us to like these little amuse-bouche experiences of new foods.
Mm-hmm.
Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, no, I never had a lychee
you know?
Before.
Isn't that beautiful? I don't know. I really like them. My dad always ate these. So that's my little food segment for the day. We're talking
okay.
about lychees. Lychee martinis, lychee whatever. You don't see them. Like Chinese restaurants don't have them anymore. Like every time. My dad loves Chinese food, so we go all yeah. the time. We always ask for lychees, and they look at us like we have three heads now. So... Why don't you take over the music thing while I go
while
get a napkin?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to talk about a new release, which is, I don't know how apropos it is. Def Leppard has a box set coming out.
Awesome.
It's their third one. It's coming. It just came out, actually. It includes all their releases from the 2000s, vinyl and CD versions. What's interesting about this is they came out with Volume 1 and Volume 2 in 2018 and 19. This was all in preparation for the Stadium Tour, which is Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison,
yeah.
and Joan Jett. And they had to cancel it again this year.
Ugh.
So it got canceled 2 years in a row. I'm friends with Poison, so I talked to Ricky about this, and they're going to do this tour in 2022. They were obviously disappointed they have to cancel it. And... But the new box set that came out is really cool. So if you're a Def Leppard fan, I would suggest on
Pour
getting
some
one of those.
Sugar on me.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. And you wanted to talk about the Black Crowes because they're one of your favorite bands. I'm going to just do a little spiel and then you can add whatever you want to it.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. I'm a huge Black Crowes fan. I've seen them live so many times, both as the Chris Robinson band as the Black Crowes. And 2 years ago, I bought tickets, or I reached out to my girlfriend who lives in Colorado because I saw that they were going to Red Rocks in Colorado.
So bad, yeah.
And I'm like, I have got to go to Red Rocks and see my first show at Red Rocks, and it has to be the Black Crowes. So I am going August 29th to Colorado. I'm going to go
wow.
a couple days beforehand. I'm going to the Red Rocks. They're doing it. They're actually going to have the show. And I am... fucking ecstatic. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm so excited about this show. I mean, I don't think I could count how many times I've seen the Black Crowes. Like, I've seen them in New Orleans. I've seen them in Boston. I will tell you this funny story. So they come to the House of Blues. I can't remember if this was, like, before Josie or I had Josie, but, like... I'm still with, you know, Josie's dad at this time. I'm with a bunch of friends.
They,
we all
they
go.
They did a big tour in 2013. Does that
okay,
help?
That
the
could,
timing seems
yeah,
to...
Okay,
yeah,
okay, that sounds about right. Like, so Josie would have been one or, like, 6 months or whatever. I feel like this was, like, a big
yeah.
night out for me. We get in there, and I'm like, I got to go to the front of the stage. Like, I got to experience,
see, yeah.
you know, Luther Dickinson and, like, you know, Chris Robinson, man.
Okay, this is before 2013 then, because Luther Dickinson did not go on that tour. I know that for a fact because I did my research on this.
Okay, so I don't remember if Luther was at that show. I've definitely seen him play with those guys.
North,
I feel like
North
Mississippi
All-Stars
is
right.
his new band.
Yeah.
yeah, but and I've seen them live a bunch of times, too, but... Dude, he's so sexy on that guitar. But in any case, so I grab my friend Danielle. I'm like, girl, we are going down to the front of the stage. I am getting close. I don't care. I'm going to push people out of my way. I am going to the front, right? So we get up there. We're like close enough. This is fun, cool, whatever. Like, And there's people lighting up joints everywhere, you know, but you can see from the balcony, people are like flashing lights, security's like flashing lights at people. You're seeing people getting tapped you know, pulled and whatever. And like, but it's just like a
free
for all. House of Blues
yeah.
on Lansdowne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a tough venue.
And so, like, and this was before they were, like, monitoring upstairs, downstairs. So, like, you know, now if you get a general admissions, you know, ticket, you might end up being upstairs, which is what happened
the
to
worst.
Me at,
it's like
get,
every...
You can't see anything. You,
it's obstructed vision. They need
everywhere.
To basically... Redo.
Sell
yeah, they need
like
to
that.
Sell the. Yeah. They need to just re...
Because if you have 6'3" guys all yeah. across the balcony, yeah. you can't see jack shit.
Basically, House of Blues needs to move. That venue is not good for music. It is, but it isn't.
Yeah, I loved it when it was a free-for-all of, like, upstairs, downstairs. Yeah.
I loved it when it was Avalon and
I
Axis.
Loved when House of Blues was in Harvard
yeah,
Square,
that
remember?
Was a cool shot.
That
but
was
that was
old
even
school.
Smaller.
Venue. Wicked small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people
me
there.
Me too.
Okay, so
music.
Let me tell you this. So I'm down at the front with my friend Danielle, and this guy next to me lights up a joint, and I'm like, sweet. Little did I know we were going to smoke. I really wanted to because I enjoy it when I'm listening to music. I mean, I don't really do it generally other times, but I really enjoy because I hear different things when I smoke and I listen to music. And so I think she got it first. Yeah, she's next to him. She goes, hey, you wanna? And I'm like, yeah, cool. So she takes a hit off of it, passes it back to him. He takes a hit. Then he passes it to me and I take a hit. And I have it, like, in my mouth. I'm kind of, like, leaning over. And next thing I know, somebody slaps me on the shoulder, on my back, like, shakes me to my core. And I turn around, and it's fucking security. And they're like, you're out of here. I drop the joint on the floor because I'm freaking out now. I think it might have been my second hit because I definitely started to go into paranoid mode. And so now they're dragging me and this guy out. My friend Danielle got off without like a scratch. They're dragging me and this guy out the side door and they are like pushing us out. And now they've passed us off to another security guy out there who wants our driver's license. He wants all of our information. I'm thinking like next thing I know, I'm thinking I'm going to be on the front page of the Boston Globe.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you know, boutique owner gets, you know, busted for smoking a joint at the House of Blues, you know, Sibylline Sariano fashion design. I'm like, I'm now spinning in this world of paranoia. And I burst into tears. And I'm like, I just want to see the Black Crowes. This is like my dream to be like at the Black Crowes, yep. at the House of Blues, please, you know. And the guy's like, the guy who his joint it was, he's like, you guys, man, she had nothing to do with it. It was my weed, you know. Please, like, she's so upset. Can you just like let her off the hook? You know, they're like giving us like... I'm thinking like a paddy wagon's going to pull up and I'm going, but this is where my head's going, right? Like probably none of this is going to happen, but I'm paranoid as hell and I'm crying and I'm like, I didn't mean to do it. You know, meanwhile, I'm a grown woman, you know, and the guy's like, listen, man, can you just, you know, my friend Danielle opens the door. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. I'm probably not going to be able to let back in. The guy looks at me and he goes, listen, this never happened. Shut up. He opens up the door and pushes me back inside and lets me go back in to see the Black Crowes. I talked my way back into
That's
the House
awesome.
Of Blues and he never got to see the show, that poor guy that whose joint it was. So anyway, that's my Black Crowes story. But they have they're doing a remake they're having a 30-year reunion of Shake Your Money Maker. You know, Hard to Handle, Remedy, yeah. like all those great
all
songs.
Ones,
she talks
yeah.
to angels. And I get to go see them at the Red Rocks. So
fantastic.
I'm super excited. So you had a story about Blues Traveler?
I didn't want to rain on your Black Crowes parade, so I'm not sure
well,
I'm going to say
we
what
we all
I,
know that he's a
what
dick.
I was
going mean,
to say. Well, I think that they're one of those bands at their first and second album with their best records and
yeah.
they kind of slid downhill because they lost their guitarist Mark Ford, who I thought was the best musician in the band. But then they recovered when they got Luther Dickinson,
mm-hmm.
son of the famous Memphis producer, the Dixie Flyers, Jim Dickinson. He also produced a Replacements album. That's great. Pleased to meet me. One of their best records. Luther was from the North Mississippi All-Stars. Unfortunately, though, it didn't work out with him either, and he bailed on them. I was going to mention that before that 2013 tour. I think they're a great live band, but I think there's a lot of controversy always surrounding that band because the two brothers are always getting in fights with each other. And, you know, it's sibling love and everything, you know. But I got to see them a bunch of times on the Horde Tour with the Blues, with Blues Traveler. It was a tour that they used to do every year. And every time I saw them, they put on a great show. I mean, they're a great live band. And I know there's a feud going on between John Popper and Chris Robinson, too. They don't like each other. They both have publicly come out and slammed each other.
Chris Robinson seems to kind of rock the burn some bridges where he goes. I think he needs to get some zen and do some meditation and maybe be a little nicer to people. I don't know if it's him or if it's just because John Popper strikes me as a nice guy. Is he not?
Apparently he's not. My experiences with Popper, I've met him, were fine. He had some problems, but once he got through his problems, he actually, you know, it improved his life and everything, you know. But that's a rock star thing, you know.
I guess so.
A lot of rock stars have issues with different things, you know. But I'm glad you're a huge Black Crowes fan, and I love your Black Crowes shirt. I posted it on the Seems to Me Instagram page.
You
picture
did.
Of you wearing your
with my yellow
Black Crowes shirt. That's all I got.
Well, I think we're going to just pass on what we were going to talk about with The Last Waltz, and we'll come back to Yvonne Helms and the documentary. But it's been such a pleasure to have Silvana here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Wicked Peacock and Strut up in Dock Square in Rockport. Check it out
for sure.
Yeah, please do.
Seems to me CSSR.
At gmail.com.
If you have any comments, questions, concerns about what we say, do, hear, read, write, whatever.
We got to plug our Instagram page, too. It's at Seems to Me Sib, C-I-B. She does not like to be called that, but I couldn't abbreviate it any other way. Steve, S-T-E-E-V, at Seems to Me Sib Steve. Please follow our Instagram, and we have a Patreon page.
And
Patreon.
We're on YouTube and all the other
Our shows are all
right?
on YouTube in audio form. Soon to be video. We got to work out.
I videoed this whole show today.
Well, Mike Nash said he's going to put some real cameras up here and get us make us video stars.
Rock
Especially
and roll,
you.
Man. Rock and roll.
We have to get Silvana back down here to get her on video, too.
Yes, she came all the way down from Rockport, so
Happily.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to grab some grub after this, and, you know, we'll see you guys around next turn of the record.
Adios, Tables. Amigos and amigas. And
thank you so
thank
much.
You
hanging
listening.
Out with the both of you.
So let the good times roll, feel it in your soul. Take another round and let the good times roll.
Voices recorded at Voice Motel, voicemotel.com. Your complete podcast recording experience. Located in Union Square, Somerville, Massachusetts.